Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Good Friday service. You can find your way to your seat this morning. We are glad you are here with us on this Good Friday. Before we begin, I just have a few quick announcements for you regarding our service today. Our service will be a combination of worship and scripture reading, and the readings will be done by various members of our congregation in different languages. Now, in the booklet you have been given is the scriptures in English, so you can follow along with them as they read. Also in the booklet is a little piece of paper, just keep this in mind because it can follow it very easily, and it's important for later in the service when we celebrate communion, so please don't lose it. However, if you do, there are lots of extras in the foyer for you to pick up. There is also communion on your way in. If you did not get a communion cup, then you can grab one from one of the ushers or in the foyer as well. Now with all that said, I'd like to invite you to stand this morning as the worship team leads.
bless your name. We thank you for the cross.
I'm reading Matthew chapter 26, verse 20 to 29 in Cantonese. 到了今晚，耶稣和十二个门徒坐席，正吃的时候，耶稣说：我实在告诉你们，你们中间有一个人要卖我了。他们就甚忧愁，一个一个的问他说：主，是我么？耶稣回答说：
同我斩首在盘子里的就是他要买我。人子必要去世，正如经上指着他所说的。但卖人子的人有祸了，那人不生在世上倒好。卖耶稣的犹大问他说：拉比，是我么？耶稣说：你说是。他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝福，就擘开，递给门徒说：你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。又拿起杯来，祝谢了，递给他们说：你们都吃这个，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。但我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我的父的国里同你们喝新的日子。 Praise the Lord.
Let's remain standing as we sing the next song, Above All Powers. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom, and all the ways of men. You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders and worlds and hopes, above all wealth and treasure. Thank you. Rejected and alone like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall. The thought of me above all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated.
I'm reading Matthew 26, 36 to 46 in Amharic language. በዚያን ጊዜ ኢየሱስ ከነርሱ ጋራ ጌተሰመኔ ወደምትባል ስፍራ መጣ። ደቀ መዛሙርቱንም ወዲያ ሄጄ ስጸልይ ሳለ በዚህ ተቀመጡ አላቸው። ጴጥሮስንም ሁለቱንም የዘብዴዎስን ልጆች ወስዶ ሊያዝን ሊተክዝም ጀመረ። ነፍሴስ ከሞት ድረስ አዘነች። በዚህ ተቀመጡ ከኔም ጋር ትጉ አላቸው። ጥቂትም ወደፊት ልፍ ብሎ በፊቱ ተደፋና ሲጸልይ፣ አባቴ ቢቻልህስ ይቺ ጽዋ ከኔ ትለፍ፣ ነገር ግን አንተ እንደምትወድ ይሁን እንጂ እኔ እንደምወድ አይሁን አለ። ወደ ደቀ መዛሙርቱ መጣ። ተኝተው ማገኛቸው ጴጥሮስንም እንዲሁም ከኔ ጋራ አንድ ሰዓት እንኳን ልትተጉ አልቻላችሁም? ምን ወደ ፈተና እንዳትገቡ ትጉና ጸልዩ። መንፈስ ተዘጋጅታለች፣ ስጋ ግን ደካማ ነው አለው። ደግሞም ሁለተኛ ሄደና ጸለየ። አባቴ ይህች ጽዋ ሳልጠጣት ታልፍ ዘንድ የማይቻል እንደሆነ ፈቃድህ ትሁን አለ። ደግሞም መጥቶ አይኖቻቸው በእንቅልፍ ከብደው ነበርና ተኝተው አገኛቸው። ደግሞም ትቷቸው ሄደ። ሶስተኛም ያኑኑ ቃል ደግሞ ጸለየ። ከዚያ ወዲያ ወደ ደቀ መዛሙርቱ መጥቶ እንግዲህስ ተኙ እረፉም፣ እነሆ ሰዓቲቱ አቀርባለች፣ የሰው ልጅም በኃጢአተኞች እጅ አልፎ ይሰጣል። ተነሱ እንሄድ፣ እነሆ አሳልፎ የሚሰጠኝ ቀርቧል አላቸው። Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful. Well, you may remain seated. We're going to sing one of my all-time favorite hymns, Jesus Paid It All. This is a time for us just to reflect upon the death of Christ and to remember about his mercy that was extended to us. Jesus Paid It All. Watching, finding me. Jesus died, my soul to save. My lips shall stir it.
Come on, can we sing that verse again? I love this verse.
Matthew 26:47-50. Arresto de Jesús. Mientras todavía hablaba, vino Judas, uno de los doce, y con él mucha gente con palos y espadas, de parte de los principales sacerdotes y de los ancianos del pueblo. Y el que le entregaba les había dado señal, diciendo: al que yo besare, ese es, prendedle. Y enseguida se acercó a Jesús y dijo: salve, maestro, y le besó. Y Jesús le dijo: amigo, ¿a qué vienes? Entonces se acercaron y echaron mano a Jesús y le prendieron. Mark 14:53-65. Jesús ante el concilio. Trajeron pues a Jesús al sumo sacerdote. Y se reunieron todos los principales sacerdotes y los ancianos y los escribas. Y Pedro le seguía de lejos hasta dentro del patio del sumo sacerdote. Y estaba sentado con los alguaciles calentándose al fuego. Y los principales sacerdotes y todo el concilio buscaban testimonio contra Jesús para entregarle a la muerte, pero no lo hallaban. Porque muchos decían falso testimonio contra él, mas sus testimonios no concordaban. Entonces, levantándose unos, dieron falso testimonio contra él, diciendo: nosotros le hemos oído decir, yo derribaré este templo hecho a mano, y en tres días lo edificaré hecho sin mano. Pero ni aun así acordaban en el testimonio. Entonces el sumo sacerdote, levantándose en medio, preguntó a Jesús diciendo: ¿no respondes nada? ¿Qué testifican estos contra ti? Mas él callaba y nada respondía. El sumo sacerdote le volvió a preguntar y le dijo: ¿eres tú el Cristo, el Hijo del Bendito? Y Jesús le dijo: yo soy. Y veréis al Hijo del Hombre sentado a la diestra del poder de Dios y viniendo en las nubes del cielo. Entonces el sumo sacerdote, rasgando su vestidura, dijo: ¿qué más necesidad tenemos de testigos? habéis oído la blasfemia. ¿Qué os parece? Y todos ellos le condenaron, declarándole ser digno de muerte. Y algunos comenzaron a escupirle y a cubrirle el rostro y a darle puñetazos y a decirle: profetiza. Y los alguaciles le daban de bofetadas.
Seated, we're going to sing Living Hope. Jesus Christ, my Lord.
Reading from Matthew chapter 27, verses 11 to 17, and then verses 20 to 26. And I'm reading the gospel in Urdu. यीशु हाकम के सामने खड़ा था और हाकम ने उससे ये पूछा कि क्या तू यहूदियों का बादशाह है? यीशु ने उससे कहा, तू खुद कहता है। और जब सरदार काहिन और बुजुर्ग उस पर इल्ज़ाम लगा रहे थे तो उसने कुछ जवाब ना दिया। इस पर पिलातूस ने उनसे कहा, क्या तू नहीं सुनता ये तेरे खिलाफ कितनी गवाहियाँ देते हैं? उसने एक बात का भी उसको जवाब ना दिया, यहाँ तक कि हाकिम ने बहुत ताज्जुब किया। और हाकिम का दस्तूर था कि ईद पर लोगों की खातिर एक कैदी जिसे वो चाहते थे छोड़ देता था। उस वक्त बराबा नाम उनका एक मशहूर कैदी था। बस जब वो इकट्ठे हुए तो पिलातूस ने उनसे कहा, तुम किसे चाहते हो कि मैं तुम्हारे खातिर छोड़ दूँ, बराबा को या यीशु को जो मसीह कहलाता है? लेकिन सरदार काहिनों और बुजुर्गों ने लोगों को उभारा कि बराबा को मांग लें और यीशु को हलाक कराएं। हाकिम ने उनसे कहा कि इन दोनों में से किसको चाहते हो कि तुम्हारी खातिर छोड़ दूं? उन्होंने कहा, बराबा को। पिलातूस ने उनसे कहा, फिर यीशु को जो मसीह कहलाता है क्या करूं? सब ने कहा, उसको सलीब दी जाए। उसने कहा, क्यों, उसने क्या बुराई की है? मगर वो और भी चिल्ला चिल्ला कर कहने लगे कि इसको सलीब दी जाए। जब पिलातूस ने देखा कि कुछ बन नहीं पड़ता बल्कि उल्टा बलवा होता जाता है तो पानी से लेकर लोगों के रूबरू अपने हाथ धोए और कहा, मैं इस रास्तबाज के खून से बरी हूँ, तुम जानो। सब लोगों ने जवाब में कहा, इसका खून हमारी और हमारी औलाद की गर्दन पर। इस पर उसने बराबा को उनकी खातिर छोड़ दिया और यीशु को कोड़े लगवा कर हवाला किया ताकि सलीब दी जाए। थैंक यू।
Let's all stand, shall we? Let's come to the foot of the cross today. Bow before him. Bow at the foot of the cross where Jesus took our judgment, took our wrath. We receive love and mercy. Let's come before him. You love
Reading Marcos 15:22 hanggat 39 in Filipino. Pagkatapos dinala nila si Jesus sa lugar na tinatawag na Golgotha, na ang ibig sabihin ay lugar ng bungo. Pagdating nila roon, binigyan nila si Jesus ng alak na may halong mira. Pero hindi niya ito ininom. Ipinako nila sa krus si Jesus at pinaghati-hatian nila ang mga damit niya sa pamamagitan ng palabunutan, para malaman nila ang bahaging mapupunta sa bawat isa. Alas 9 noon ng umaga nang ipako siya sa krus. May karatula sa itaas ng krus at ganito ang nakasulat na paratang laban sa kanya. Ang hari ng mga Hudeo. May 2 ring tulisan na ipinako sa krus kasabay ni Jesus. Isa sa kanan niya at isa sa kaliwa. Sa pangyayaring ito, natupad ang sinabi ng kasulatan, napabilang siya sa mga kriminal. Ininsulto si Jesus ng mga taong napapadaan doon. Napapailing sila at sabay sabi, "O ano ngayon, hindi ba't sinasabi mong gigibain mo ang templo at mula mong itatayo sa loob ng 3 araw? Bumaba ka sa krus at iligtas mo ang iyong sarili." Ganito rin ang pangungutya ng namamahalang pare at ng mga tagapagturo ng kautusan. Sinabi nila sa isa't isa, iniligtas niya ang iba, pero hindi niya mailigtas ang kanyang sarili. Tingnan nga natin kung makababa sa krus ang Kristong ito na hari na raw ng Israel. Kapag nakababa siya, maniniwala na tayo sa kanya. Maging ang mga ipinakong kasabay niya ay nang insulto rin sa kanya. Ang pagkamatay ni Jesus. Nang mag-alas 12 na ng tanghali, dumilim ang buong lupain sa loob ng 3 oras. Nang mag-alas 3 na ng hapon, sumigaw si Jesus ng malakas, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani!" Ang ibig sabihin ay, Diyos ko, bakit mo ako pinabayaan?" Nang marinig iyon ng nakatayo noon, sinabi nila, "Pakinggan ninyo, tinatawag niya si Elias." Tumakbo agad ang isang tao at kumuha ng espungha at isinawsaw sa maasim na alak. Ikinabit niya ito sa dulo ng isang patpat at idinampi sa bibig ni Jesus para sipsipin niya. Sinabi ng taong iyon, "Tingnan natin kung darating nga si Elias upang ibaba siya sa krus." Sumigaw ng malakas si Jesus at nalagutan ng hininga. Nang sandali ring iyon, nahati mula sa itaas hanggang sa ibaba ang kurtina sa loob ng templo. Nakatayo sa harap ng krus ang kapitan ng mga sundalo at nakita niya kung paanong nalagutan ng hininga si Jesus. Sinabi niya, totoo ngang siya ang anak ng Diyos.
Amen. Let's stand. We're going to sing Worthy. Worthy is the Lamb.
Well, in just a moment, I feel we're going to do something that's, I believe, is going to be a very significant part of our experience in this service today. As we've once again followed along with the biblical story of Jesus' journey to the cross, and we've sung some really powerful worship songs, we've truly been reminded again of Jesus' great love and sacrifice for us, a love that still calls us to lay our burdens at his feet, knowing that he loves us, he knows our burdens, and he's willing to carry those burdens for us if we are willing. I would venture to say that every single person that walked in this building today has some type of burden, if not many. A family issue, grief, a mental, emotional, or physical pain that you face. We worry about our kids, our elderly parents, family members, and friends. Perhaps we're confused about what our future will be, or we feel like everything in the present is just too big a mess for us to even know how to deal with. Maybe there's something from the past that we're struggling to let go of. There are just so many types of burdens that would be represented here today. But you know, burdens, they weigh us down. They rob our peace, our joy, and our sleep. We weren't meant to carry them on our own. Jesus tells us to hand them over to him. Come to me, all ye who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. On the way in today, you have received the bulletin or the order of service, and in the middle, you should have had a piece of paper like this, and that was mentioned at the beginning by Pastor Scott. At this time, we're going to invite you to take a pen from the seat pocket in front of you, or maybe if you're right in the front, right behind you, and write down a name or a word that represents the greatest burden on your heart today. And then we're going to invite you to fold that piece of paper in half so that that can't be seen by anybody. And as the worship team begins to play quietly in a moment, we're going to allow the space today for each one of you who wants to come forward and place your paper in this basket. To do something tangible, kind of physical, as a symbolic act of humble reliance on God. Doesn't God already know your heart? Yes, of course he does. Doesn't he already know your prayer request? Yes. Can he help you if you don't come forward? Of course. But sometimes these physical acts can reinforce in our own hearts and minds that we have truly decided to leave that burden with Jesus. So it's not for God, it's for us. It's an act that helps remind us. We're not going to be looking at the pieces of paper. We're just going to get rid of them after. We're not going to go through them. We're not going to look at them. This is between you and God. But you will always remember what you have symbolically turned over to God today, what you have laid down at the foot of the cross. And we pray that today you will walk away lighter and encouraged and with the peace that comes when we give our need and our troubles to God. So as the worship team plays quietly, what we're going to do is we're going to go section by section, kind of the way, you know, we used to do communion when we came up. We're going to start with this section. This will go like that. And what we'll do is we'll ask everyone to stay, like you can stay seated. And as you come up, exit to the right, come up, and then go back in the other end of your pew. And when that section, this section is done, we'll move on to here. And we're just going to allow the space for the quiet moment for this symbolic act. And once you've gone back in your seat, you can stay seated, and then we're going to be going into our time of communion. So if you've got your papers ready, as the worship team plays, we're going to start with this section, and we'll move from there. That was even more moving than I anticipated. Seeing that we all have a burden on our heart, as we knew, but seeing you come and lay that was very meaningful, and I hope it was for you too. And you know, God knows every single one of those, and He's working on your behalf. He loves you so much. And you know, this whole morning has been about the cross. It's been about the fact that He laid down His life for us. And because of that, we have a Savior that we can come to with those deepest needs. And I pray that was meaningful for you today. And we will be praying at the end of the service. But we're going to move into our time of communion. And I just wanted to speak to you for a few moments before we partake together. I did share this quite a number of years ago, but I really felt to share it again. Growing up, some of my favorite people were the ones who always seemed to be able to make room at their table for one more person. You probably know some of those. You know, the kind of people whose pot of soup never runs out, the ones who are always inviting and extending and making room. And as an only child, especially, it was fascinating to me to see the wide variety of people who could end up sharing a table meal. It was always a very beautiful sight. How great to be invited. Wow. For room to be made for you. It doesn't matter whether you have a piece of toast. It's how you feel when you're with them. How great to sit around a table like that and know that you were worth it. That they wanted to spend time enough with you that they dragged the lawn chair out of the garage and squeezed in another place and divided the dessert 9 ways instead of 8. Also that you could feel welcome. Feel loved, feel worthy. It's great when there's room made at the table. Some of you remember the old chorus, "There's room at the cross for you." We don't sing that a lot anymore, but I think most of us know it. Today I want you to also know that there is room at the symbolic table, the communion table of the Lord for you, because the cross and communion are inseparable. Hours away from the cross, Jesus celebrated the Last Supper with his disciples, and he asked that after he was gone, that they continue to celebrate it, to remember his death until he comes again. At the Lord's table, there is always room for one more for you. And as sacred as this celebration is, and as much as it seems like it's only for the ones who really get it, who already belong, this table is open for you today. All are welcome. All are wanted. We want to make room for more. If you're not a regular part of this community, this family here, you may have heard some confusing stuff that has kept you from receiving communion, even though in your heart you really wanted to. Maybe you felt like there's no way that you could be invited to the table. All the chairs have been used up. There's not enough room for you. But that couldn't be further from the truth. I want to remind us all today that none of us are actually worthy to approach this table. It's Jesus who has made us worthy. And I've found in my life that sometimes it's those that seem the farthest from understanding this who actually get it the most. People like us. I mean, we all know better than anyone else who we really are on the inside. You know that you're not worthy, and yet there is this deep desire in your heart for God. And while people look on the outward appearance, we know that God looks at the heart, and it's only his opinion that matters. He knows whether you have a heart for him. I confess that as much as I admire all the people who make room at their table, and as much as I've wanted to be that kind of person myself, sometimes I'm just not. Sometimes I don't want to make the soup stretch, and I'm too lazy to grab the extra chair. And it's like that in church sometimes. Some of us that have been around forever, we don't really want we want to keep the table just as it is. It looks nice. Adding that lawn chair is going to make it look messy. We don't want to share our dessert. We want to draw a line at the communion table and say who the celebration is for and who it's not meant for. Funny how we always put ourselves on the good side of that line. But the problem with drawing a line is that the moment that you do, the moment you decide who is worthy to partake and who is unworthy, the question begs to be asked, whose line is it? Is it your line? Is it my line? Let's look at God's line. to know what his line is. You only need to look at who he shared his Last Supper with. I mean, there was one there who would betray him for 30 pieces of silver, and another who would deny him 3 times that he even knew Jesus in the next 24 hours. Not exactly the type of people who would make it to the right side of our line. But Jesus broke bread with them because his table was not meant for only those who were already perfect, was it? It was for the broken and the imperfect and the doubtful and the questioning and the struggling. It was meant to remind everyone, every struggling soul on their journey of faith, to remind them forever of his death and the amazing and life-changing power of his grace until he comes again. 2,000 years ago, over 2,000 years ago, Jesus ate with sinners, and he still does. None of us is worthy except by his grace. No matter what you've done, no matter what your present condition is, if you desire Jesus in your life, there is room at this table for you. And maybe it's just one small step toward him. Jesus himself has divided the dessert. He's pulled up the lawn chair and he sets another place setting because he wants you to know him and know that you are worthy, and all it takes is a simple act of responding to his invitation. So I invite you to come today, not physically, but in your heart. Jesus himself has made room at this table for you. Can we please stand together? Now, if there's people in the building, I should go over this, who have not used this before. If you press down on the outside tip, snap that down, you will be able to then tear away the cellophane on the top layer to get the wafer and separate it and then be able to pull back on the purple tab. So I'll give you a second to do that. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, Paul said, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' Let's eat the bread together." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let's drink together. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you so much for the sacrifice made out of love for us. Thank you, God. We're going to continue in worship as Jono leads us. God bless you.
I cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me, and I see his hands, his feet, my Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, he laid him down in Joseph's tomb. The Messiah still.
The blazing sun shall pierce and I will rise among the saints, my gaze transfixed on Jesus' face. Oh, praise, no praise of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forever.
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for the cross today. We want to thank you that you willingly laid down your life for us. You gave your life that we might have life. And we thank you for the life that you've given us. We thank you for sins forgiven. We thank you for love and grace and mercy in our lives. And so we pause today, especially, to say thank you for the cross. And Lord Jesus, this morning we know that you know every single person in this room. You know the burden of their heart. And Lord, you know every tear that's been shed for those little slips of paper in that basket. You know every moment of lost sleep. You know every moment where our minds have been fixated. The worry and the concern, the fear, the uncertainty. And we feel today such great sense of faith and hope because you've invited us to bring the greatest burdens of our lives to you and lay them down before you. We've done that symbolically. But Lord, we want to do it in actually today and say, Lord, we trust you. We give it to you. And I thank you that you hear us. And I thank you that you see us. And I thank you that you understand and that you're working in our lives. And so we thank you this morning for the opportunity that we've had to be here in this place. To worship you, to love on you, and to be reminded of the great love that we experience every single moment of every day because of you. Thank you for the cross. And as we end this service, we are ending in thanksgiving for the cross and in anticipation of the empty tomb. We thank you and we pray these things in Jesus' name today. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for being here today. If you can make it back, we'd love to see you again 2 days from now. Same time, same place. God bless you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for everyone who participated this morning.